to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are talking about Foundation Episode 7.
Woo! Yes, mysteries and martyrs.
Yikes. Yeah, and Dan's spaced. Oh, he always does so well in space. Oh, God, Hugo, there's got to be some... I'm just holding out hope that that was part of the plan, although Salvor certainly didn't look like it was part of the plan.
Well, and I, as I was watching, I'm thinking, no, that's so mean. And I thought, why would you create an entirely new character, only created for the series, is not in the books, just to have that happen?
Yeah.
You know, it just so it doesn't add up to it being permanent to me.
Yeah. That's, I gotta think that they wouldn't make his death so off the cuff.
Yeah.
Without any.
Yeah.
So I gotta think there's a plan. He's coming back. Cause that would be fucking terrible. Okay, so let's just rewind in the episode. The Invictus.
Yes.
The whole point that they have gone to find this giant
world killer.
Crazy looking circle, interlocking circle spaceship.
It's interesting that pretty much everything that comes out of the Empire has some sort of circular theme to it.
Yeah.
As a side note, but yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. The cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They like their cycles. That's a theme even I recognize. Yay me. The Invictus. So very cool ship. Has been apparently jumping randomly all around the universe.
Yep. The ghost ship. Is that what they called it? A ghost ship?
Yeah, the ghost ship.
Yeah. Kind of freaky. And how much did you love those bodies?
Oh my God, when they fell down with it. Yeah, that was tasty.
Okay, activating gravity.
Yeah.
That was a cool detail. Kind of gross, but a cool detail.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was super interesting. And of course, we see this sort of end game, you know, for our Huntress.
Right.
Which is not a very short-sighted endgame.
Right, based purely on her need for revenge, yeah. Or, you know, at the least a group of, you know, revenge.
Yeah.
Definitely she doesn't have much of a self-preservation.
No self-preservation. It's kill the people. And really, Brother Dusk is the one who ordered the devastation of her planet. So she would be killing him if they are able to destroy Tarantor. And then a bunch of innocent people. Which is what he did to them. Really, like, he's the only one at fault. Although, I guess she'd be killing the other Emperor's bonus. Mm-hmm. Bonus! But that's it. That doesn't really do anything for her people. It's not to improve.
Right, there's no gain.
There's no, yeah, it's purely revenge.
They're still in the same boat that they were. She just feels better.
Yeah.
But is dead, so doesn't feel better for long.
Yeah.
Because eventually, unless they figure the ship out and can stop it from jumping, but that doesn't seem to be a part of her plan, so.
Although they've got to figure out how to get it to Trantor, so they've got to figure out the jumping somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The jumping thing was weird because the crew was just like stuck on it and they died because they got stuck. And I'm like, why didn't, like, surely they would have at some point gotten close enough to a planet. They could have called for help, but I guess maybe if they're not there long enough to have rescue craft and space is really big. I don't know. I thought, I found it like, it's confusing to me why the crew all had to die, but I guess space is really fucking big. So hopping around space.
I did kind of like the whole angle of having no idea where you were jumping to and that you could just jump into the middle of a sun, you know? So like every time that happened to them, as they're slowly starving to death, they're trying to, you know, with that terror of what's going to happen next. And yet it wasn't like, it, you know, it wasn't a few minutes where they had no ability to respond. I mean, it was several hours at least between jumps.
Yeah.
Because it, didn't they at one point say like the time between jumps was narrowing?
Yes.
And so at some point, you know, at least the first few times, it was a long period of time. Perhaps they didn't know that it was going to continue, but they figured it out pretty quickly. So you would think the people on the ship would have.
Yeah.
Since it was their ship, but oh well.
Yeah.
Interesting though that they killed the one person who probably knew the ship the best in the, you know, constant bad call to kill people the second you think their worth is over. They, you know, killed the Anacreon commander. Like, you don't think maybe he might come in useful again?
The one Empire
person
commander.
Who can control, excuse me, the Empire commander, the one person who can get through the controls of the ship. You just kill him.
Yeah. I was like, and then they just continued to let like more crew die. I was like, you're like, they're like, it is vital that we have these people and only these people, but we have to have these people, no backups, but we must have these people or we cannot do it, but we're totally going to let them all die or kill them. And I'm like, well, what the fuck now?
Now you can't do these things that were vital.
Now it's all on Salvor, I guess, who has never flown on a spaceship except for the one time that she took over Hugo's.
Right. Yeah. A little bit of a stretch there, but.
But maybe she's like her, what we think is her mom, who apparently can see the future, so. Maybe she also has
no, she can't see the future. She can feel the future.
Right.
Sorry. Which also leads to her seeing the future, I guess. But that was an interesting distinction. That she, you know, because as we're watching this, we're thinking she can see the future, but she distinctly says, I can feel the future. It. It's not math. It's not science. It's not. You know, that she points that out a couple times. It's not math. It's not logic. I can feel it.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it's like she just reacts, I guess. Like when she's holding that little shield, she is just reacting to something that she knows is coming. But maybe she doesn't even, she doesn't know it's coming. She just is doing what her body is telling her to do, which is this thing. And it's going to come in handy. By the way, we're talking about Gale now. On the ship with Harry. Sorry, that was a big jump and we probably should have used names. But yes, Gale.
Sort of like we ended up in the middle of the sun there.
Jumped
right into the middle of the sun.
Jumped right into the middle of it. Yeah, that was really interesting how, I mean, and she, when you take it back, I mean, she knew earlier in the conversation because she's talking about the shields, right? So she's, you know, and that was interesting. And so I guess Salvor, I mean, because I'm still assuming that Salvor is her, you know, biological daughter, has some part of that or some special something. That's how she can do things like spy, fly spaceships the first time she climbs into one.
Again, she's at some level knows these things. You know, she doesn't have recognition that she knows them, but obviously they're in her data bank or, you know, her feeling bank at some point. So again, we come back to Harry thinking that she's sort of this anomaly in his prediction that made everything go awry. And yet, you know, is he just not aware that this is how it's supposed to be?
Yeah. She's the thing he can't predict, but.
Right.
Hmm.
So was his plan really the way it was supposed to be?
Well, you know,
she changed it?
Yeah, she said there was an error in the math. Maybe she's what causes the error in the math. Maybe she's what, you know, throws it off to makes it not perfect because it can't be perfect with her in it or something like that.
And the use of the word perfect brings you to the emperor.
Oh, yes. Which is really, again, I just love that storyline so much.
Yes. To me, that's the most intriguing part of this is the whole, and I've said that before, but the whole, you know, cloning of the emperors and that drive for perfection. And so now we're on the planet with the emperor and Zephyr Halima, who's sort of this rebel who's very much challenging him, which was so interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and their whole back and forth about reality versus, you know, what the emperors have tried to present as reality, you know, what could have been an opportunity was a failure. And you just can't see reality. Yeah, I don't see her future lasting long.
Yeah, she's so charismatic.
Yeah.
When she came out, when they're like announcing the water, what's it called? Water.
Desalinate like, the water.
Yes, yeah. And then she comes out and gives the whole speech and they all end up kneeling. And I was just like, yeah, she's good. I mean, she's really fucking good.
Yeah, and she's a really big threat because she's pointing out the flaws of the Empire.
Yeah.
And flaws that he can't even see that, you know, I mean, he firmly believes they are perfection, you know?
Yeah.
And yet, at least Brother Dusk knows that Brother Dawn is not perfection.
Oh yeah.
And he's very aware of the fact that he's not perfect. He is not a true clone. So there's like that whole circle of, oh shit, yeah, we're gonna be found out.
Although I would actually say that Brother Day questions as well in a way, because you know he was young, of course he was Brother Dawn when Day condemned the two planets. And mm-hmm. I remember he was very hesitant about that, you know, do we always make these decisions? And I think has pushed back when the terrorist attack happened and blaming, you know, his brother and, you know, saying like, if you had not done that, then maybe this wouldn't have happened. And I think wanting to go on this instead of sending Brother Dusk, I think there is a measure of like, we do need to change
mm-hmm.
something, but I think it is so ingrained in him that I'm not sure he has the capability to change the way that, yeah, Brother Day or Brother Dawn just is an anomaly like the others. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being colorblind and, yeah, physically an anomaly as well as mentally, we now know.
Yeah. And I, yeah, listening to him, I just thought, God, how exhausting it would be to have to study them so carefully and be so afraid of being found out over little things like how you cross your hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, God, that's just got to be exhausting and terrifying.
Yeah. It's such an assumption to think that just because you're a clone, you would cross your hands the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I guess that's such a weird, like, to me, that's such a weird assumption that I get that they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
They teach them the same and they raise them the same, but that they're so, like, perfectly the same.
Mm-hmm.
They would notice that is, that's intense.
Yeah. Well, and is like the perfect presentation of the nature versus nurture argument,
yeah,
you know, of what really controls you.
Yeah.
And can you change that?
Yeah.
Which is kind of the foundation of this entire series or,
yeah,
you know, book series is how do you, you know, what control do you actually have?
Can we just talk about how cute Dan is again? No, I'm kidding. No, it is, it's, it will be curious because Dusk knows when he's going to call out Dawn, mm-hmm. how he does, and what happens, because we, I mean, you have this copy clone. Do you just slot him in place and then this whole plot line is gone, or I don't know. I mean, it, or does Brother Day come back and understand because he's been confronted by Halima about their inability to change? Maybe he sees change, like maybe he'll be open to change. I don't know.
I don't think he is right now, that's for sure. I mean, yeah. Look how threatened he was that Halima bowed or took a knee. Yeah. You know, how threatening that was to him.
Yeah.
And again, you know, does her programming override any ability to think on her own?
Yeah.
According to her, it does. That she'd be physically incapable of doing it if it went against her programming.
But I wonder if she's just able to think about it separate, like separate it.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yeah.
I'm guessing we'll get an answer to that at some point.
Yeah. But, big episode. Really big episode.
And hello, we've got Brother Dawn with a little love interest going on. Remember that? I mean, it's pretty important that there's sort of an outsider who's now influencing him.
Yeah. Well, we talked about him, but her, and, you know, because they kissed on the balcony, and I miss, like, teenagers are stupid.
Yeah, but now she's trying to talk him into fleeing.
Which would be interesting. Yeah.
That's huge.
I get that they could take out his nanobots, apparently, and change
his face.
But it's the Empire. They would never.
Yeah, they'll kill him before. And he said that. If I try to run, I'm dead. You know, that I'm a prisoner of this, you know. Yeah. No ability to make my own decisions. Unless I guess, you know, unless he lives long enough to be Brother Day.
Yeah.
But still.
But then he's going to hide. I mean, God, the years you have to hide. That's such a weight. I can't imagine.
And we got a little action in this too. We haven't, you know, with the fight in the acid pit or whatever that was.
Yeah. Where we,
yeah.
In Invictus, where we lost our first of the experts.
We lost him. We lost who was it who ran for the door and got shot?
Was the woman. I don't remember her name.
Got a little when she was like going from one ship onto the Evictus, kind of little Thunderbirds action there. That reminded me of when they go out EVA in their little suits out in space. So yeah, this is cool. And that, I loved that whole scene of them dropping onto the platform of that ring. And that was just kind of cool.
It was a really good scene. I can't think of anything more terrifying than what they did. or Hugo floating off into space. Like that just
slowly dying. Yeah. We hope not.
Into the blackness. I mean, that just seems terrible. I'm just
gonna
awful.
Float out here till I run out of oxygen, and then I'm gonna float out here forever.
With all the other bodies, because this is where they put
them. I know, man, this whole like world just is full of bodies floating around space. It's just awful.
I mean, this setup, this was a huge setup episode.
Yeah, definitely.
For some really big stuff happening.
Yeah, I hope so, because there's a lot. There was a lot set up in this, especially with the whole Gale and Harry conversation in the ship and that, where that ended.
Oh, poor Raish.
No.
And poor Gale. I mean, that is just, Harry is egotistical. And it's one of those things where it's like, you can tell yourself that you're trying to save civilization. And there, like, that's a, that is, if you're like looking at it going, it's one person or it's every person everywhere. Right. Yes, you can, but you couldn't just tell them?
Yeah.
Like there, you didn't, like there had to be a way to just talk to somebody.
It's almost like communication is the key to everything.
Yeah, it is almost like that. It is almost like that. Yes.
I'm rewatching Good Girls, and there's a line that Beth says in one of the episodes in season four where the kids are fighting, and it, at one of them just is like, so what? We're just supposed to talk about it? And she's like, yeah, that's it. That's all you have to do is talk about it.
And then every TV show ever is gone because that's all conflict.
It is the end of books. It is the end of fiction. It is, good Lord, don't talk about it. Well, Gail had a great line to Harry that if it was really about psychohistory, you would have let him kill you. That this, you know, and basically she's just pointing out, you know, if this was really what you wanted, it wouldn't have gone down that way. So why did you let it happen? And it all, you know, and his, I wanted to live.
Yeah.
You know, that it came down to, yeah, I chose me over.
Yeah.
What should have happened.
Yeah.
And again, was that a real choice or was that really what was supposed to happen?
Oh, this is so confusing. It's good though. It's really good. Yeah. Well, we've got 3 episodes left. Big stuff going on in those 3 episodes, I'm assuming. So,
and what do you think is going to happen in the next episode?
I don't know, because the way they jump around between like who they're focusing on, it feels like I'm like, oh, we're going to get answers about Gail, and then we don't see her again for like 2
or 4. Right.
No.
And time jumps too. Like, okay, now we're going back 40 years.
Yeah. I think
this was one of the few episodes where everything was happening in current time, right?
Current. I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, we think it was.
I hope we see Hugo alive somehow.
He probably still has some air left. We just float down by.
Yeah.
Poor Hugo.
And I guess we'll see Brother Day walk the circle.
Did he commit to that in this episode?
Or he, I think, well, he certainly seemed.
They're certainly setting that up, yeah.
Yeah.
That he's gonna take her challenge.
Yeah.
He really thinks he's sort of outsmarted her, but
yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
Dangerous game she's playing.
Yeah. What about you?
The same. I'm really hoping we get more answers from Harry, and that wasn't, you know. Although it's kind of like, now do you even trust his answers? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because now we've basically found out that in the end he chose self-preservation versus allowing what he thought should happen to happen. And yet is trying to blame her for it. So it'll be interesting to see if that back and forth continues. And yeah, I just, all really what I want is more of the Empire stuff, because it's just so fascinating. And it's cool to see him sort of out of his comfort zone and exposed like this. Mm-hmm. And I think he's feeling that way, you know, whereas there should have been like this whole pageantry and worship of him when he got there. And that's not happening at all. Even as Demerzel is trying to make that happen, she's not trying very hard. No. And so he is really exposed, you know, sort of the emperor has no clothes sort of thing, and vulnerable. and his one protection he's questioning. So
and I think not only is he not getting the worship he's used to, somebody else is.
Right.
And so he's standing there watching her outsmart him and being praised for it. And that's got to smart for somebody like him.
Yeah. Oof,
he does not like
it. And yet he could easily just end her, you know?
Yeah.
And he's choosing not to.
Yeah. Ego, I guess. But yeah, great episode. So we will see what happens next week. Catch you next time.